Well, I think we all kind of don't want to take too much credit because Richmond has the ability to he does it himself, you know. There's a lot of good players on the team and a lot of guys that I want to talk about. It's easy to talk about Richmond a lot, so I'll stop here.
Let's talk about a couple of the other kids who are coming back. Ethan Wright was another kid who had some injury issues, but he played 35 minutes against Yale and led the team with 8 rebounds. I'm sure you're counting on a lot from him.
Yeah, you know, another guy who battled some injuries for us a season ago. You know, in fact, right now he's nursing a little bit of an ankle issue, but you expect him back, you know, any day now. But he, one of the things that you just mentioned, you know, I challenged him to improve on his rebounding early in the season, and he made it a priority. I think he had 21 against Cornell here at Jadwin and was a big factor in that game. You know, that's a game, I think one of the first games we played without Devin. He's a terrific shooter and an above average defender. I have high expectations for him in his sophomore year.
And how about Ryan Schwieger, who, as we noted, developed into a pretty reliable scorer for you? Is he healthy and is he 100%?
Yeah. You know, there's wood around here and I'm knocking on it right now. You know, everybody's right now. Yeah, Ryan is healthy. He is, a very sneaky. I sometimes think he's 6'8", but goodness, he's tall. I mean, he's a big guard. He can do a little bit of everything. He's got the ability to pass. He can really shoot. He's just like a lot of the really good players that we've had over the last few years. He put a lot of time into things in the summer. I think he's poised for a terrific year.
He became very adept at posting up over shorter players.
He's very good at posting up. He's got a really good skill down there around the basket. He jokes now, and which I love, that, you know, I used to call him, you know, Father Time a little bit, which is my joke for guys that need a little bit of a head start getting going. But now he's like leading us on, you know, I always say, tell the guys, like, you got to come into the gym activated. And Ryan is flying into the gym and he's got a lot of energy and he's really taken a lot of the things we've asked him to do and made it, you know, and taking a priority and making it sure, like, hey, I'm going to get better at that. Which some guys usually say, like, you know what, I'm not going to do that. Like, and they, you hold back, right? And Ryan's really pushed himself to get better, especially in the post.
Well, another junior this year, Jerome DeRozier, was a big-time rebounder for you and could score as well. I hope we'll see a lot more from him this year.
Yeah, well, Jerome has a knack for rebounding. He gets rebounds. He's very strong. He has experience in really big games of pulling down boards. And we want him and need him to be a pivotal factor in guarding other teams' big guys and creating mismatches for other teams on the perimeter because of his ability to shoot.
One guy I enjoyed seeing a lot last year was Max Johns, a freshman from North Carolina. He's got the body type, it seems to me, to be a really good defender.
I love Max. He is one of the players that I love talking about the most because he has the ability to guard other teams' best players. And he's also tough. He loves to compete. He is fast, right? Like I want to tell you, like he's one of the guys on the team that has the ability to. I call him a little bit of the heart and soul of the team. Like he just really has. He's absolutely unafraid of all moments. Sometimes it gets him in a little bit of trouble because he's so competitive and he wants to sort of stop things on a dime. I also love his demeanor. He's sort of no frills. You know, he's just comes right at you. You know exactly what you're getting right away. He's been that way since the day he came in. I love trying to get him to smile, Max. So.
Well, when you lose a player like Miles Stevens, who just was a lockdown defender from the middle of his sophomore year until the end of his senior year, those kids don't grow on trees. He's a once-in-a-generation kind of player, but you've got to find defense somewhere. And it seems to me that Max Johns is going to give you a lot of tough defense.
That's, you know, we've challenged Max to accept the role of being one of our primary defenders. I've learned this a long time ago, or actually I'm still learning, but yeah, we can't replace Miles. You know what he did, and he had a very unique skill set, as you just mentioned. And defensively, he was special. So I wouldn't compare anybody to, you know, Miles or Devin or Amir or any of the terrific players we've had within the program. But I have asked Max, like, build your own path. Make sure that you know, this is what we need of you, and you need to do that to the highest level and make your own mark here at Princeton. He's certainly capable of doing that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I certainly, from the moment I first saw him, I said, there's a kid who's going to be an impact player here before long. Let's talk about the freshman. I know you've been very high. You're usually high on your recruiting classes, but this year it seems to me perhaps even more so. With all those returning players, do you feel that any freshmen are going to be significant contributors this season?
I do like our recruiting and what we've been able to do, and a lot of the credit that goes to our staff. You know, we've, I think, identified our kind of guys, and by that I mean guys that, you know, obviously want to be here at Princeton, but also appreciate the things that we've always held really important here, not just me, but the people, the really great players that have played here, which is making other people better, you know, having talent, and the willingness to make make yourself into a player and getting better, right? And this class is talented and is going to be a really great group here. So I'll just start with Jacob O'Connell. He's might be one of the better passing big men that we've ever had here, and he's really just getting started. We're only a couple weeks in. He can really see, highly skilled. His mom was a terrific player at St. Joe's. He's got a big smile on his face all the time. You know, he's going to be really good. He's got great hands. I don't see many weaknesses, except he's a little slow, so he's going to have to work at that. And I say that to a number of the guys on the team, and I don't see it as a weakness. I see it as something that he needs to work on. He's got to make it a priority for himself. But the skill is high level, and the feel is high level for him. Tosan, kid from Newcastle, one of our first foreign kids that we've had from across the pond. He's a terrific defender. You know, has, if anybody could be, you know, fairly compared to Miles Stevens, it's going to be Tosan. Not at this age, because he's just a freshman, but he's got the ability to move like that and be called upon to guard other teams' best players at some point. He is a worker, too. He wants to get better. Conrad Kiska, kid from the Philadelphia area, terrific athlete, really kind of a little bit of everything, you know, in a way like Ryan Schwieger. I think he's a big guard. He's an excellent cutter. Right now, you know, his offense is ahead of his defense, like a lot of the freshmen. But, you know, he's another worker, like, and just putting his head down and following the example and the lead of the seniors. Ryan Langbord comes in as a big-time scorer out of the San Diego area, and he can absolutely light it up and has a great feel for the game. Already one of our better passers. You know, he's improving every single minute defensively. I even mentioned to Ryan yesterday, like, where, you know, what I ask him, like, what do you do? And he's like, I score. I guess that's right. You know? He can really shoot it. His shot's, like, beautiful. And I told him the other day, there's nothing I can tell you about that shot. You just got to shoot it when you're open. And then Keyshawn Kelman. Keyshawn's from Allentown, Pennsylvania. He's, you know, been to campus a ton. Keyshawn's unlike really anybody we've seen here in a long time.
He's very big.
Yeah. And for a freshman to come in the way he is, built the way he is, with his physical abilities, is really been a great thing for us. And the team knows it too. You know, he really is different. From what we've had in the past at the freshman level, right? Like, he's got strength of an older player, an excellent rebounder, and you know, again, like all the freshmen, that just great energy. Also improving defensively. You know, we're asking that was really how we got ourselves into good situations a year ago, was building our game on the defensive end. And Keyshawn, like the rest of them, is learning that you know, every single possession has to matter, and you know, how you move your feet, all the little details that you can kind of get away with in high school, now those things matter more because the schedule's tough, right? So but I love the group, and I love the way the team's behaving together. The older guys are bringing the freshmen along. The freshmen are challenging everybody else by competing. So it's been a fun group to work with.
Let's talk a little bit about your out-of-conference schedule. Typically, Princeton plays a very, very tough schedule, and this year, it appears to me, will be no different. You open at Duquesne in just a few days, and then you go to the University of San Francisco to play in the new home of the Golden State Warriors. The kids must be pretty pumped up about that.
Yeah, I was telling the other day, like, a little bit about the arena out there. Not looking past the first game or two, you know, all I can think about right now is practice today, but I was like, you know, that arena's really nice. We need to do our best at preparing you guys to win because it's such a neat place to play. It's going to be a real – we've been really privileged to play in some really cool arenas, and I hear that place is like an eye-opener, just how beautiful it is. But the schedule's hard. That is 100% by design. I want to be challenged. The main goal for us is to prepare ourselves for the league schedule and to make sure that we're – tested and ready and tough, and this schedule is going to do that for us.
You have traditional Patriot League foes, Lafayette and Lehigh, on the schedule, and Bucknell returns to the schedule. Very, very difficult team to play against, particularly in Lewisburg, and you're going there at the end of November. But the highlights of the schedule stand out in my mind. You're playing at Indiana just before Thanksgiving. That's good. The kids have to be looking forward to going to one of the historical places in college basketball.
I mean, our November schedule is brutal. You know, there's no easy game. You know, you look at the schedule and you could say, well, what about this team? And, you know, shoot, you've been around long enough to know that, you know, Fran O'Hanlon's teams at Lafayette, those are tough games. So
it was last year.
Yeah. We've scheduled hard, and we've scheduled early hard. And we're gonna be challenged right from the very beginning. And the guys know that, and that's a key part of what we want from our program is to get pushed.
Well, after Indiana, you come home and you play Arizona State. It's a great game to have at home, and I'm sure the Sun Devils are not going to take too kindly to playing a team that beat them last year.
Right. I mean, that game in particular is you know, I don't circle any games on the schedule, but we know that when we went down there last year, that was a huge win for us and a very big loss for them.
And I want to remind Tiger fans that the game was won without Miles Stevens able to play.
Yeah. But, you know, I want to say this. Like, we've had a tradition here of having some big-name teams come to Jadwin, and I'm glad to see, you know, a team. I'm really happy that Coach Early is bringing his team here to play us. He's got some New Jersey ties, but
He sure does.
Yeah, I'm really happy that they're coming here.
And then another highlight will be to play Iona at the Barclays Center.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we want to keep going back up into New York for as many games as we can. Both Barclays last year, MSG last year, Barclays this year. Iona, we've played pretty regularly here the last few years. We've scrimmaged them a couple times, I guess. But you know, that's a tough game. And to do it in New York City, it's I love our non-conference schedule. I think it's very challenging.
And the conference schedule starts once again, as it did last year, with back-to-back games against Penn. How did that come about?
Well, this is the last year, as Princeton people know, of us, Princeton, being on the current academic calendar and current schedule. Next year we will move to exams before the holiday break. So this is the last year that we're going to do this.
So that means you're not going to have 2.5 weeks.
Yep.
A 2.5 week hole in your schedule in January.
We're going to what's going to be a 10-week Ivy League schedule where the games are spread out more evenly across the board, and you're going to see and get more balance, I think, in the Ivy League schedule. So that would end our games with Penn being stacked up like that.
One thing I have not seen on the schedule is that your annual Division III game. Is there a possibility you'll put one of those in?
Yeah, we're playing on that Sunday against Rutgers Camden on Sunday after exams. So that generally that week before we play Harvard Dartmouth.
Well, the schedule after that is the typical Ivy League schedule. You got back-to-backs on Friday and Saturday night.
Yep.
And I only noticed one men's and women's doubleheader here at Jadwin. December 10th, I think it is, you play Monmouth and the ladies play Hartford. So that'll be, for all you men's fans of men's basketball out there, this will give you a chance to see one of the most intriguing Tiger women's teams we've ever had in Carla Berube's first year.
Yeah. I'm excited for it too. And you know that noise you hear in the background, right? We're sitting here in the gym watching a little bit of women's practice, so I'm excited for their team.
Well, Coach, you've been very gracious with your time as always. People on Ivy Hoops Online look forward to hearing from you, and I certainly hope they'll hear from you again, and we look forward to the season beginning in just a few days. Once again, thank you for being with us.
Thanks a lot, George. Appreciate it.